Zoomer Radio, the original greatest hits and brand new music from our Robbie Lane. The track is called Your Friends, and it's Robbie performing with the Little Magic Sam Band. New music from Robbie and vintage music from Robbie, too. Usually, you have to wait until 10 to enjoy Robbie with his Top 10 of 10 countdown show, but we had to bring him in early to tell us all about this awesome music news. Robbie Lane, love you with us on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane.
Well, It's just the best place to be in the morning. You know, this is the best morning show ever. And I don't say that because you slipped me a 50 earlier.
Yeah, you have to flip us a lot more than a 50.
I think so, yeah.
Robbie, that is amazing. I think we feel like we're sitting in a smoky bar. And I mean, your voice, just the sound is, I know it's not entirely new for you, but this is a bit of a departure.
Well, it is. And, you know, I hadn't been in the studio to record since the late 1800s. So what happened, do you want to hear the backstory?
Yeah, of course.
I have a nephew, David, who is 20. And I've known him since he was a baby boy, always loved him. We've had a very close relationship. And he is now studying at Trebis Institute, which is, you know, a music industry school. And he is taking production and engineering and mixing and all of that music stuff. So he called me a couple of months ago and he said, part of my exam this year is to bring a band in to record. Do you know anybody? And I said, well, I think so. No, I didn't think about it.
Okay.
But I called Little Magic Sam and I said, it's free studio time. Yeah. They'll give you the masters. You want to do it? And he said, yeah. Then a bell went off in my head, which is not unusual.
Not unusual.
And so I said, Sam, do you mind if I do a song with you in the studio? And he said, no, it'll be great. So David, my nephew, is excited. I'm excited. Sam's excited. And it happened.
We're going to talk more about Sam in a minute because Sam Taylor has mentored Sam for many years. Sam, a fantastic musician in his own right. You can hear it in the instrumentals there. But I want to dial it back a bit because so this is new music that we're all discovering together. But you on your own discovered some older vintage music that you had recorded when you were a baby.
I was 13.
Yeah, wow.
And I was in a neighborhood band.
Yeah.
And the last surviving member of that band, other than myself, had this put away somewhere, and I didn't know anything about it. But one day he called and he said, you know, I've got this. Do you want me to put it on CD for you? Because it was vinyl. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't permanent vinyl. It was that stuff that wears out eventually, just as a demo. So he gave it to me, and I've got it now. And the day that we recorded this, I was doing a paper route twice a day, once in the morning, once at night. Yeah. So we all saved our money to buy studio time because we're all kids.
Wow.
And in the studio that day was a guy named R. Dean Taylor, who mixed his Toronto hits in that studio.
Wow.
Our drummer didn't show up. Oh. So, his dad wouldn't let him come and play. He said, you have to be in the union. You can't come. So R. Dean Taylor said, I'll sit in with you. So he sat in on drums and did the session with us. So this song goes back many, many years.
Okay, and let's have a listen to it right now. Amazing.
Do you hear yourself in that, Robbie?
I hear Alvin from the Chipmunks.
I was going to say, had your voice officially changed there?
No.
R. Dean Taylor, by the way, Indiana Wants Me. If you're kind of scrambling going, how do I know the name R. Dean Taylor? It's Indiana Wants Me.
Yeah.
Lord, I can't go back there, which is pretty incredible. Okay, back to present day now. Fast forward to present day. Tell us a little bit about Sam Taylor, your connection to Sam, his to you, and when we can buy the new music that you've got.
Well, we're working on that right now. My connection with Sam is that I saw him working. He's from St. Thomas, Ontario, same as Marilyn, my wife. Mm-hmm. And so I saw him play in London, I don't know, maybe 6 or 7 years ago. And he just blew me away. And there were several artists on that night. And everybody, it was one of those drinking, dancing, lots of food kind of places.
Nice.
And so everybody was talking until Sam went on. When Sam went on, everybody stopped and focused on him. Mm-hmm. So that's where I met him. He ended up moving to Toronto, and we've been fast friends ever since.
And Robbie, for people who are just tuning in, the song that we just played a couple of minutes ago, not the, from when you were 13, but from when you were however old you are now. Yeah. who wrote that song, the inspiration behind that song?
I was a big fan of an artist named Bobby Blue Bland. You might remember Stormy Monday Blues, mm-hmm. which is like his standard. And so back in the day when I was first starting to play full time, I learned probably 5 or 6 of his songs, and that's one of them.
Amazing. Okay, so the song is called Your Friends. It's Robbie and the Little Magic Sam Band. Can we get it where and when?
We don't know exactly what we're okay. probably going to put it on one of the, you know, the online places. Mm-hmm. But I think we're also going to release it a hard copy and maybe as a guest with Little Magic Sam and his band, because he's releasing some things.
Fantastic. Okay, yeah. So Robbie's back at 10 o'clock with the top 10 at 10.
It's awesome to have you here now. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And Jane, about my age, I'm 24 Celsius.
Quickly look that up, yeah, everybody. Look it
I'm
up.
Doing the math.